So when he satisfied the claims of justice and met the demand that justice required, he put off death. Watch it. He put off death from himself. He put off death from himself, and God raised him to life. And this life is Zoe. Zoe is the God kind of life. There's four different Greek words for life, but this is the one we're talking about, because this is Zoe life. One of them, it talks about the manner of life. But this is eternal life, Zoe life. Life that can never end. Life can never stop. You can't conquer it. There's no beginning to it. It's the God kind of life. Now watch this now. Keep that thought in mind. It's the what? God kind of life. When we were born again, that's when that life began in us. Here's the illustration. I'll continue in a minute, but here's the illustration the Lord gave me, and I think we can all comprehend this. You ever notice a tree, a vine? It can have lots of branches. You can look at it, it's tall, but all of a sudden you see a little speck shoot out on that tree. You ever see that happen? Anybody ever seen that? That become what? A branch, right? He said to me, when you got born again, Jimmy, you was that little speck that started on that vine. And that Zoe life, when you made Jesus the Lord of your life, Zoe began in you. Hallelujah. And if that little speck remained in the vine or on the trunk or on that tree, what would happen? You go out there. You ever notice the taller the tree get, the more branches you find on that tree. Amen. Glory to God. So he said, that's when that life began. The life was there all the time. It was already there. But the moment you made that decision to receive me, you were connected to me. And life began in you. Zoe life. I want you to stay with me now. That's the God kind of life. When you were born again, that's when that life began in us. It was there all the time in the vine. But we was partakers of it the moment we were born again. That's when we got connected. So here's what he wants me to emphasize. Just as he, Jesus, became our substitute. He didn't say, I enter into this death realm with you to help you, but he took it all. It became his death. Are you listening? And when he died, We was already dead, so we died with him. We other words, when he was crucified, we were crucified with him because we was already in that realm. Right? Can y'all agree? But when he died, he met every demand that justice required. And so it was paid in full. You don't have to keep paying for something once it's paid off. Right? So for him, now listen. So for him, death ended. And because I was in there with him, for me, death ended. Death no longer has a claim on me. Just like it doesn't have a claim on him, death could. That's why anybody on planet Earth that have not received, if they will say, Jesus, I make you my Lord, death had to let them loose, had to let them go. Because it ended. Death's reign has been ended. Now here's what he said to me. He said, just like I totally identified by taking your death and dying, he said, now in resurrection, you totally identify with me in my resurrection. You're everything I am in resurrection life. Hallelujah. What a powerful truth. Glory to God. And so that's why he had Paul and others. And we're reading from John's writing, then Paul, we're going to read some from Paul and Peter and so forth. That's why the Spirit of God inspired them to write like they wrote, because these are some truths that he wants us to know and get them in our spirit. This is not just a little nighttime story we tell our kids. These are living truths from the mouth and the heart of God. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17, you heard it many times, and like I told you before, I can't tell you how many times I had eggs for breakfast. You know what? I'm going to do it again. So here I am again, 2 Corinthians 5:17, King James. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, listen to what it says. If who? Any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, any person. If you be in Christ, how you get in Christ? Romans tells you how you get in. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. When you believe with your heart and speak with your mouth, it'll get you in Christ every time. And once you get in Christ, you become, this is what it said, therefore if any man, any person, be in Christ, he is a new creature. Notice it didn't say he is becoming a new creature. If you're in there, you're new. What's new? Anybody know what's new? What is new? What is your definition of new? Something 55 years old and you just new is something I never had before. New is something that you never seen before. Amen. New is to me, you buy the car that's come off the assembly line. They shipped it to you. Never been owned before. Now, when somebody else had it, you call it new to you, but it's not really new. But the one that's never been owned before, don't even have any miles on it.